Don't you hate when people ask you about your comedy? Fuck, you know. I get it, because, you know. They're like, are these things that you think? And I'm like, well, obviously it's something I thought. Like, everything is something fucking. Oh man, I can't deal with the bots. The bots are bringing me down. They're really hurting my feelings, you know? They are. You know when you post like a joke online and you get a like on it, and it's like super new. And it's like, you know, someone adds you, it's this pretty girl. And you click on the pretty girl, and it's just a link that says, watch my pussy come. What the fuck? I thought she fucking thought I was funny, man. She just wants me to watch her pussy come. Fucking bullshit, fucking, right? Yeah, I'm sick of it too. This fucking bot thing.
Welcome to the Jordan Leah program, baby, number 70, JLP 70, UFC 70, Nations Collide. Oh, wonder what I'm going to call this episode. I used to watch UFC all the time. I used to watch it the way, you know, you watch wrestling. It was just so fun with people talking shit to each other and all this shit. And they used to, like, give funny names to the pay-per-views. And UFC 70 was Nations Collide. What the fuck? This commercial shit? I played my own stand-up. What the fuck? I always play my own shit behind me on my own show. I started playing it, and you're going to fucking dip over to... No. Yeah, there's me. There's me from like yesterday or a few years ago, whatever. Hey, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the Jordan Leah program, where I bring you top-notch stand-up every week. Or maybe I just dip into some open mic set from the fucking decade that I've been doing this shit. And I bring you premier music every week. Or at least a clip of me stoned out of my mind, fucking soloing with the delay on this beautiful motherfucking Marshall amp. And I bring you a painting every week. You know, I make a little title card slate. I do it with, you know, old school Microsoft Paint or whatever program is running it. If you just Google, it's free. I don't know. Every week I make this shit. And not only that, I've been doing it. I've been editing it on my fucking phone. And it is so the thumbs. And I've been doing it somehow because it is amazing what you can do with your phone. But it's pretty gosh dang limiting on a creative artist like myself. And my laptop that I have is like, it's fucking old. It's from 2010. It's an old car, okay? It's 14 years old. It's a bad MFing MacBook Pro that I got back in the day. And I got it when I was in college, when I was learning about filmmaking. And I asked, you know, fellow students. I think I remember I asked Andrew Valentine. I asked a bunch of people. Him, Diego Atanasio, some Chris Ford. I asked everyone, what do I get? So I'm all set. I only have this money for so much long, you know. And it's lasted, and I've had to, re-up it a couple times, but it's got me really far, and I've always had it souped up to do all my editing projects, do all my audition tapes, you know, anything, all sorts of stuff. You know, porn, watch a lot of porn on that fucking thing. More on my phone. However, it's been out of commission, and when I started the video form of this podcast, I remember trying to put out, like a 30-minute episode and it really taking 2 days to export and it like not coming out right. And then from then on, I was like, oh, I'm going to do short episodes. It's better. It's easier. It's like all I can possibly do. And I've just limped it along the way. Oh, I remember I borrowed other people's computers. That's what I did for a while there to keep this thing going. Anyways, I purchased one. It's not here yet, so I'm still going to edit this one on my phone. And I better keep the fucking number down. Last one was like an hour and a half, and I don't mind doing that shit. Look at my sexy ass body over there. I think I'm in better shape now, though, than I was back then. That's the thing about time, man. I'm Benjamin Button and this motherfucker. Maybe. I don't know. I look pretty good, though. I was so stressed before I did that special. I was so fucking stressed. I wanted it to be good because I knew it was going to look cool. It's pretty good, too, you know? I guess I can play some of this shit. I'm getting some laughs.
Jesus Christ. Everyone from my hometown, they go into the military, you know? That's like a poor people thing, you know? It's true. Yeah, like, you know, yeah, you're going to get a little college degree, you're going to get some PTSD instead, you know? You get it, so... Whatever. All my friends, they go in the military, and they're out now, and people are like, oh, what do they do now? Drugs. No, what do they do? Yeah, meth, bro, meth.
It's kind of a hack joke, but, you know.
Dealing and dealing, okay? Support your vets. Buy some meth. Get out there, all right? Meth is a huge part of the vet economy. Get out there.
That part's funny, though, right? I don't know. Memories, baby. What was I gonna? Oh yeah, so I got a new laptop. I got a new labity lap laptop, and I'm still looking at me because I look so goddamn beautiful. And it's cool because, you know, in a time when AI is taking over all the creative jobs, I decided to try and be a human creative still, and I'm still gonna follow my dreams. I'm going to make the films I want to make. I'm going to write the things I want to. And I need a computer to do it. You got to get around. I fucking do, man. I was still watching porn on my laptop. But time for a new one. I got a badass one. And I asked Erickson Just, my buddy I met doing comedy out in L.A. I asked him what the fuck to get. And he said some M3 Pro badass shit. I was like, dude, I want to make features because... 2024, which is right now, Jordan Lear is making his first feature film, which I'm going to say I started shooting last year with all the permission to reshoot if I didn't like the way it was going, but I couldn't even test how the footage was going. I have enough of it saved on my hard drive, but I don't even, you know, I haven't even put it together because I haven't had good editing software. Now I fucking do, and now my mom is gonna love the movie that I'm making, my girlfriend too, and I'm gonna watch it a bunch. Oh, it's gonna be a good year. I'm excited. I'm gonna get up to 13 views on this podcast. That's what happened to me this week, and I'm very excited. I don't know what to say. You know, I'm not a car guy. I'm not even I'm not a computer guy. I fucking want one. You know what I mean? And I'm so bad. Oh, all right. Moving on. This is the Jordan Lear program. Mostly my friends are watching this. If you're some random out there, God bless you. If you don't know, obviously, you know, I'm a talented actor, writer, director, musician, all this shit. I'm also borderline poverty. So, subscribe, like the shit, do all the fucking, you know, I feel so stupid saying that, like, yeah, like and subscribe, but like, for the love of God, some of, like, I have a decent following of friends and family. I love you all so much. Just hit the fucking button, because I know you're doing it for fucking Matt Rife. Okay, where you at, dog? Some of you are there. Lee Jennings, my boy, he like, you know, shows up to my shows, he's liking, subscribing, he's doing all the shit. And whatever, even if you stop by. But I need to fucking hammer some people over the head. Be like, hey, Travis Jones, who calls me gay on all my posts, click subscribe at least. You know, because it makes me look better, I think. I don't even know. I don't know if it fucking matters. Definitely trying to circumvent Hollywood and all this fucking horse shit and go it my way. But, yeah, you as fans... You can like and subscribe. You can subscribe to my Patreon, where you give me a fucking dollar, you know, and you get to access to my Instagram, where I use Instagram the way other people do. You know, I don't use, if you follow me, you know, the Jordan Lear program, I don't post like personal shit. You know, I do a lot of cool shit, and occasionally something dips in there, but like, I don't. You guys posting the pictures of your kids and your fucking, you know, and that's fine. Hey, that's cool. Hey, no judgment. But for the people that are like using their page as artists, but it's also they're using it for like in PR ways, you know, and I just, it's just weird, you know, where, like when I'm, I don't know, competing for like views with other comedians, and I don't mean to compete, but it's just, that's not how I want to do it, where I have to post a picture of my, you know, some nieces or cousins or some shit to get sympathy. I just like post. But anyways, if you subscribe to my Patreon, you can go to the one where I do post the shit, where I get like, you know, I don't know, it's more personal shit. It's more just like me and my fucking girlfriend, and extended jam sessions and full open mic sets, so you can see me bomb. And I post, you know, sometimes me bombing in real life or on the main page rather, but you know, you can get all the fucking bombs I do when I go out and try comedy, when it's all joke testing time. Doesn't sound good when a joke doesn't hit. It's real uncomfortable. It's one of the best things to ever watch. Also, here's what I was fucking getting at. Good thing I write shit down. You can send me fan questions. Okay. I don't know the best way to recommend it. Maybe through IG or, you know, Facebook Messenger. But I got some fan mail. And because I got fan mail, I thought I would read it out loud on the podcast. So welcome to this. You know, I'm going to do this weekly. I'm going to read all the fucking fan mail I get. All the fucking time. All right. I only got one question this week from a loyal watcher, listener. My cousin Danya. Danya's like 60. You know, it's hard when you say your cousin. This came from my cousin Danya. Thank you so much. I love you, Danya. Thank you for sending this in to the Jordan Lear program. I think this is the first piece of fan mail we've read on the show. Coming from cousin Danya. Here's an idea for you, my sweet cousin, that's different. Try speaking a whole paragraph with no bad words. LOL. Are you up for the challenge? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Still love you. Thank you, Danya. Here's an idea. Try speaking a whole paragraph with no bad words. The fuck does that mean? The fuck's that about? You fucking... The fuck, man? I don't even know if I fucking swear in this. Do I swear in my fucking comedy?
You know, it's been a political fucking year.
I doubt it.
I'm right and left. It's all left in LA, so I'm not really...
Haven't swore yet.
You know, you guys should get along with everyone. So I'm going to say something American that we can all agree with, and that is, fuck Princess Diana, right?
Hold on. Bad example. Bad example.
Lost 120% of you. How do you like my name?
Got some laughs, though.
I'm Jordan Lear. Thank you so much.
You know, that's my gig. I don't know. No, she's right. Some people, they say, like, swearing's a sign of unintelligence. And, hey, now you got to call me fucking stupid? You don't like my shit, Hannah? I'm like, I know it's a sign of unintelligence. Guess what? I'm working on it. They're like, it's because you don't know what word to say. I'm like, oh, didn't you just fucking crack the code? I don't know. As I fucking try and scroll over. One of my, I do respect when people just respectfully kind of say they don't like my shit. What was I trying to fucking think of? My old fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Bullock, I love her. She's awesome. What happened? Oh, she doesn't like my comedy because I swear too much. It's too filthy. She can't listen to it. Respect. She's not coming after me asking me to change it. She didn't say, hey, you should do it differently. Which, Donnie did say it, but I don't mind her fucking saying that. I usually fucking hate any sort of advice, period. But I like when, like, I like that Ms. Bullock was like... I can't do it. It's not for me. You know? I'm like, cool. Fine. That's great. It's better than someone be, oh, I love it, and they've never even listened to it, or I don't know. I've had people, I've had comics like that I don't know message me about my comedy, why I should do it, and then them being like relentless, coming back about it, just continuing to talk to me about it. And I'm like, please leave me alone. Leave me the fuck alone. Comedy's so subjective. We're all trying to figure it out. We're all trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. I don't know. I appreciate all the write-ins. Let's get some more of those motherfucking things going on in here. All right. I think it's time for the next segment.
Wanna crap my pants when I was up at bat. But I hit that bar as far as I could see. Latin jungle lived from me.
All right, now I'd like to welcome a guest. I haven't had guests on in a while, actually. I'd like to welcome a musical guest. He plays music all the time. He actually does almost all the music for the show quite frequently. He's a studio musician that I met. I've known him for like 15 years. If you don't know, I'm really into music. I play music myself, but I used to roadie a lot for bands. And this guy, Lightning Jungle, I met him. He's a great studio guitarist. He plays a little harmonica. He plays a little bit of everything. He's a really interesting fucking guy. And he actually provides a lot of the music for the show himself. So I'd like to welcome now to the Jordan Lear program, Lightning Jungle.
Welcome to the Lightning Jungle program.
Right on, man. It's been a while.
You've been fucking yanking my tunes off of Napster for fucking years, and
what's that?
You got that $200 I fucking asked you about?
The residuals?
That $200?
No, man, we didn't make a monetary agreement. I mean, I offered you. I asked if it was gonna, you know, if it was cool if I use it, and you said it would be just good promotion. You're trying to get the song out there. I'm not making any money off of this podcast at all. And if I was, I would like gladly compensate. I don't know.
No, not that fucking Bitcoin. I need that fucking greenbacks or Sacagawea coins.
Dude, if I start making money off this, I will gladly compensate you. And we can talk about, you know, using it in the future if you don't want me to use it.
Yeah, we go way back, me and Jordan. We go way the fuck back.
Shit. Well, we've known each other for a long time. I used to roadie for you.
Yeah, we met in a dream state, tripping on peyote, I believe. You know that scene in Young Guns? That's what it was like for me. But yeah, we met on the internet. I put on a post. I needed someone to carry my fucking amp around. This heavy motherfucker, which don't fucking half work anymore because you fucking dropped it. Outside the fucking intersection in Grand Rapids, motherfucker. Piece of shit. Back when I was opening for fucking Third Eye fucking Blind.
Ah, man, I love just hanging out and collecting stories, getting high around you guys, watching you perform. That was sick.
Back when I was touring for fucking that Ricky Martin cover band, we head down south, Florida all the way to Louisiana. Hey, you remember that fucking hooker in Tomball?
Yeah, I heard she died.
Yeah, Tomball, Texas. She want to give you the fucking Tomball twister. You still got that shit, that rash?
I do.
That's pretty good.
Okay, can you give the people the rundown? Like, where are you from? How'd you get into music?
Yeah, I'm kind of underground because I've been playing with a lot of bands over the years. And I'm just now starting to go on a solo venture and make a name for myself.
How'd you get the name Lightning Jungle?
And I've always been Lightning Jungle. you know, I mean, people call me by a lot of aliases. Lightning Jungle, LJ, LL Cool J, Lightning Hopkins, Lightning McQueen, you know, Billy the Kid, William H. Barney, Henry McCartney, you know. I've been called Seal before. I've been called Seal Share, Hannibal Lecter, Doctor, Dr. J, Dr. LJ, you know. I got a lot of names, and I played with a lot of bands. I've been with a lot of fucking musicians over the years, you know. What all bands have you played with? Hell, I played with the Twisted Brown Trucker Band. I played with the E Street Band, the Silver Bullet Band, the Wailers. I played for Mudvayne, Charles Manson Jr. Who else did I fucking rock for? I feel like I did Warp Tour with Blink-182 for a minute there. Yeah, I'm a multi-instrument motherfucker. That's what it says on my birth certificate. I play the fucking drums. I kick it around a little bit, you know. I ain't good at it, but I hit them. I'm a master of the fucking guitar and the blues pentatonic scale. I hit a little harp. Wrong side. Hey! Oh, motherfucker, you won't say my saying. Oh, motherfucker, won't go my way. I got a rash. I just made that up right there. Okay, I don't need a whole lot of fucking pressure. You know I can fucking rip on this shit. What kind of bands do you like? My biggest musical influences, huh? Well, I don't like the Beatles. You know, when you install a bidet, you know, you go in them like $99 tushy things and you fucking, you twist it, you shut the water off, and then you reattach the little connector and you hear that, you know, when you turn the water back on, and it kind of pisses out a little bit because you ain't got it on right. That's my favorite sound. Hell, that's probably my biggest musical influence. I could make a whole song out of that shit right there. You hear that? Yeah, I'm getting off the fucking rails, but I ain't the type to fucking listen to Jay-Z after I get on my Christina Aguilera, my Mambo Macarena. You know what I'm saying? You gonna fucking puff on that a little bit while. Well, I don't want to eat up too much of your fucking time. I hope to talk to you in the future. And, I will allow you to continue to use my fucking music. As long as you don't post those nudes I sent you. Yeah. And speaking of which, you have a new album coming out. Is that correct? Is that right? Is that what you're here to promote? Well, I'm mostly here to promote my new album, Shit's on a Christmas Tree. Comes out next year. It's a holiday album, right? But isn't it? So it came out. And I'm going to spend the whole year promoting it. That's my plan. Steadfast. Start now. Got a Christmas album. Going to promote it all fucking January through July onward. It's going to be a fucking hit. It's called Shit's on a Christmas Tree. It's a double album. Double deuce. Two. Rusty. And I'm going to go on the Errors Tour this summer and promote it. I'm going to be playing Christmas albums at every fucking farmer's market I can find. So if you're looking for some kale, come on down. Hear some Christmas tunes. I'm going to be pumping them out this summer. Cheer people the fuck up. And I hope you buy the album. Because it's going to release on Christmas Eve, 2024. And it'll be a great Christmas present and it comes out the night before Christmas, so it'll be perfect for you to pick it up and give it to someone. You know, buy multiple copies for everyone. I'll be doing hard copies, hard copy CDs. If you have a vinyl presser and you have a converter, and someone wants to come over to my crib, you know, maybe we can meet at the farmer's market. We can make it happen.
Well, we'll have you back again, and we will talk about the song rights. We'll sort that whole thing out.
Thank you for your time and your artistry. I really appreciate what you do here on this program, giving a platform to multiple forms of media and ways that people can express themselves. And it's a confusing world out there for a person to fucking find themselves and their voice. So I appreciate you, Jordan Lear. And I always go back to those times we fucking on the road, man. You know what I mean? Seven dudes sleeping in a van together, trying to get by, you know, sucking each other's dicks. That's great. See you on the next episode.
Give it up, everybody, for Lightning Hopkins. I mean, Lightning Jungle.
Yeah, I'll see you on the next one. Yeah, I'll definitely be there. Right on. Keep them tunes cranking. Keep them balls yanking. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Hey, I think I got this. All right, brother. See you naked.
Give it up for Lightning Jungle! Caw, 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 caw.
Lightning Jungle.
And, alright, dude, that guy had meth head energy. I don't know. I'm gonna fucking re-edit all the whole podcast that had his music. I don't fucking need that kind of heat. Anyways, Lightning fucking Jungle, LL Cool J. That guy was on Crank J. Alright, moving on. FC70 Nations Collide, yeah, Jordan Lear program number 70, whatever the fuck we were doing. Alright, that was a great interview with a great musician, interesting person. I'm gonna wrap it up with the program. You know what the program's been this week? I'm trying to watch less fucking things, I swear to God, because it's too much and I need to focus more on just my life. But this week I did watch Avengers Endgame. That's a great fucking movie. Sometimes I gotta put that movie down for a year, but like, I think I watch it at the beginning of the year every year. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I watched that one with Johnny Depp. I liked it, actually. I liked it. I hate the songs. The songs are awful in this one. It's weird. I think I like that movie, though. Tim Burton's cool. Watch Maestro. Fucking Bradley Cooper putting his shit on with his schnoz. I don't fucking... Oh God, am I going to get canceled? I don't even know. Is he Jewish in that? I didn't mean it like that, but like, he's got the fucking nose going on like that. I probably brought it up for no reason. Not allowed to talk about Jewish people. I don't know anything about them. I know nothing. I'm doing... There's me. I know nothing. The movie was good. No, it wasn't. No, I'm lying so I don't get canceled. It was kind of interesting. It wasn't bad. It's cool. He's gay. He's got makeup on. He's doing a voice. He should get the nomination. I think he's nominated for the shit. And watch Batman vs. Superman. Batman vs. Superman is a fine movie. Everyone got their panties in a bundle when that movie came out. It's a fine movie. Girlfriend never saw it. I'm like a fucking kid in the candy store when someone's never seen movies. I'm like, oh, I'll watch it with you because it feels like watching it for the first time. You know, it's far from a perfect movie, but it's... And then, I've been trying to get some docs on. I watched Time Bomb Y2K. That was cool. I think that was on HBO. That's, you know, remember Y2K? I was trying to talk about it on the last podcast, but, you know, that was fun, right? Just because of numbers, we thought things were going to get crazy. I don't know. That's not a bad one. Oh, and I watched Engineering Catastrophes. Do you know that the domes, you know, like the Minneapolis one, the Minnesota Vikings one that collapsed, that thing's just held up by air and pressure. Like, it's a thin little thing that you can walk on. It's just held up by pressure. Hundreds, like, you can go stand on it. They do to scrape it off. They keep, but if you don't have the pressure, it'll fall in, and that's how the one did. Fucking crazy. When I watch Jimmy Plays Monterey Park. Jimmy Plays, I don't know. Somewhere in California, I think. Dude, Jimi Hendrix was the real motherfucking deal. It is so cool, and you really got, I think you need to watch him live to really appreciate it. Just to know that that's a human that was getting the most out of fucking, like, he's an amp. The way an amp, like, amplifies your guitar and, like, can convert the sound into, like, a weird way and add distortion or add a trippy effect. Like, he used that, but he was that himself doing that. He was playing the fucking guitar upside down. Dude, he's plucking it with his teeth. This, and, dude, my buddy Rick Wood, we were talking about it, or, you know, he hit me up because he saw I was watching it. He's like, yeah, dude, the one where he plays it with his teeth back whenever, like, he really did it. You know, now guys do it, like, once for, like, a gimmick, but they're kind of just doing hammer-ons. Dude, he's playing a pretty crazy solo, and he's really, like, fucking, whew. I don't even want to try it because I'm a teeth guy, you know? I don't know. But that was really cool. And then comedy. Ooh, I'm trying to watch more comedy. Because, you know, I talk about shit. And I'm always, like, behind on whoever's the comedian. You know, I don't know. I like doing other shit and doing my comedy. I love comedy. Don't get me wrong. But just regularly, I've seen so much of it, and I do see so much of it anyways, because of the Golden Globes, which are this Sunday, which is beginning of awards season. I didn't realize that Golden Globes gave awards away for ones that are nominated for stand-up specials. They've got Amy Schumer, Chris Rock, Ricky Gervais, Sarah Silverman, Trevor Noah, and Wanda Sykes nominated. And I watched Amy Schumer's, and it was so, oh man, I did not like it. I did not find it funny at all. I really didn't. And I watched Dave Chappelle, The Dreamer, which is not nominated. That dude is just a master of hilarity. Wow. I laughed so fucking hard. I haven't laughed that hard in a while. I don't know. I don't want to give away his jokes, but they were just so, you know what? They seemed masterful because he would do jokes that, like, seem dumb, and they are dumb. Like, he does a lot of really stupid humor. He, like, really, like, immature, incredibly offensive to say the least, but really immature, you know, offensive. Like, it's not smart, but he does it if you, like, listen to, like, a whole chunk, okay, you know, it's like there's joke, there's bit, there's chunk, you know, am I missing a step there? Anyways, if you let it play out, some of those dumb jokes become really smart in the way he's delivering it, you know what I mean? It was fucking crazy. I mean, that fucking blew my mind, dude. Whatever, dude. You don't have to feel that way, and I don't hate anyone that doesn't like his comedy or some shit. Same as, like, I don't hate on anyone that likes Amy Schumer's comedy. That's cool, man. But Dave Chappelle's, I just feel it's, like, master fucking fool. In a way, like, he's so old, dude. I mean, he's not, like, that old, but, like, in this world where, like, we glorify people, why can't I look up my own fucking name on this shit? In this world where it's all about people making it in their 20s and being a fucking, you know, super success story in their 20s. And it's about, people usually value what those people say. This dude's, like, in his 50s, and to me, I'm like, that's so relevant. It's just so, I don't know. Not a lot of musicians put out a badass new album whenever they're in their 50s, you know what I mean? Artist, anyone. So I watched that. You ever watch anything else? Oh, I'm still reading Oil. I'm reading that Oil book, Upton Sinclair. That's a good book. I mean, I don't got much more to say about that. Still chug-a-lugging along. All right. UFC 70, Nations Collide. Do I have anything else I want to say? I didn't want to make this too effing long. I hope I didn't. I hope I didn't. All right, friends. I guess that's been my program for the weekend. Guess I'm going out in a real chill way. I like that, though. Can't wait for that new fucking computer. It's going to be like driving a hot pussy Ferrari. You know what I mean, baby? Will you not say so many goddamn swear words? No. Here's an idea for you, my sweet cousin. Try speaking a whole paragraph, no bad words. Are you up for the challenge? All right, no more swear words the rest of the podcast. This is the end of the podcast. This is me saying a complete paragraph without swearing, Cousin Danya. Thank you for the encouragement and the advice on art. Thank you so much. I love you and I appreciate you and everyone out there. Like and subscribe, please. Here's some advice for you. Can you go to the little button and click lackety-lack? And then it probably hits a little window that says, hey, you son of a... Oh, you almost got me swearing. That's my own story I'm telling. It'll probably tell you to make an account. You probably don't have an account. It's such a... You know, it's... be an asshole. That's why I hate when people ask me. Pictures of me and my most ethnic friends. Thank you for listening and joining the program. Nations collide.
Amen.
It's cool, but it's like the thing that like has ruined sex for me is realizing that boring people also do it. They've got all these fucking open mics and all these like fucking, you know, very ugly people. They've got plenty of sex jokes. And I'm just like, you're doing it too? What the fuck? Fuck!
Yeah, I'm well known in the music community. Mostly because I'm the guy that shot down Lynyrd Skynyrd's plane. You know, I killed most of the band, and I would get full credit if I was able to take out, you know, Collins and Rossington and the whole fucking and Billy Powell. But all I got was Ronnie and Cassie and Stevie. I gotta get all seven. Skynyrd's like a Horcrux. They got too many fucking band members. It was hard to fucking take them out, okay? But I got the lead singer. And normally that would be the whole fucking band if you ain't Van Halen. However, that motherfucker had two brothers, Stevie and Donnie. Yeah, didn't know about that shit. I said that wrong. It's Johnny. Johnny and Donnie. Johnny and Donnie. Johnny, Donnie, Ronnie. Johnny from the Johnny Van Zandt band. It fucking sucks. No one fucking ever heard of them. I started it, though. Me and him used to kick around. And then there's Donnie. And most people don't fucking know this. Donnie Van Zandt's lead singer of 38 Special. Hold on, loose lay. And snort your blow. I wrote that fucking song, by the way. I don't get credit, you know. I fucking get dicked around on the contract at Capitol Records. That's why I ain't fucking in L.A. no more. And a hooser doozer. They replaced Ronnie right away, and everyone fucking they kept the band going, so I didn't get them all. I should have got the brothers. But instead I got, you know, I feel bad. I talked to Donnie and Johnny since, and they're happy because it worked out for Johnny. He's had a hell of a career. You know, he's made something before that. Now he's the lead singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah, Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's what it. I'm the Lynyrd Skynyrd. I'm the last Lynyrd Skynyrd. Maybe I shouldn't be admitting to crimes on here.